B-Pod Studios.
It is none other than Larry the Meter Reader. Larry, is that you?
Finish the job!
How are you?
Make it happen!
Yeah, how are you, Larry the Meter Reader? I know that you're going to be appearing this weekend locally at the Ha Ha Hole.
Actually, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
That show's been canceled.
The show's been canceled?
My car broke down.
Your car broke down.
Oh, no.
But I hope to get down there to Fort Myers and see all you good people down there. I've been many, many times. But what I would like to do.
Yes, Larry.
Is I going to make it happen.
Larry the Meter Reader has got the whole thing
figured
out.
Finish the job.
Make it happen.
Finish the job.
Complete the task.
Yeah, complete the task. Throw
complete
that one.
Complete the. Can I use that?
Yeah, sure.
Complete the task. Hooty hoo. You know, my nephew is stupid.
Yeah,
how stupid is he?
How stupid is he?
Well, he's just dumb.
How dumb is he?
Finish the job. Complete the task. Do you know that I have figured out? Exactly this whole financial mess.
You, Larry the Meter Reader, have figured out this whole financial mess. By the way, appearing at the Ha Ha Hole locally.
It's been canceled. I'm not joking about that.
You're not joking about that.
My nephew is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Well, he's stupid. Finish the job. But I figured out this whole economic mess.
You figured it out.
My idiot nephew had emailed me on the internet what they call a link.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When I think about links, I think about sausage. Finish the job. But I got the whole thing figured out because I watched this cartoon.
Yeah.
That my stupid nephew sent to me, and it tells you all about why the bankers are screwing everybody.
Why is that, Larry, the meter reader?
Well, I'm glad you asked. What they did was years ago, there was a goldsmith, and the goldsmith would make gold. And the goldsmith, pretty soon, had so much gold, he said, well, hooty hoo, I got to finish this job. I got to pass. And so he had to build himself a vault.
Uh-huh.
And then people said, hey, you got all that gold? Can I put my gold in your vault? And he said, well, hooty hoo, finish the job. And then some people didn't have no gold.
No.
And then what he would do is to lend out the gold to people, and then they'd have to pay him back. Finish the job. Anyway, a couple of hundred years go by.
Uh-huh.
And they start figuring out how to screw us and charging us money. It's called usury. It's in the Bible. Look it up. Finish the job. Complete the task.
I think Larry the Meter Reader's smoking.
I think so. I heard it.
I did damn right.
Finish the task.
Let's complete the task.
Complete the job.
Complete the task.
Complete the task. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that there ain't no such thing as money?
There is no such thing
as money like we was raised up to believe in. See, money like we think of it.
Yeah.
Is nothing but debt.
Okay.
I just blew your mind, didn't I?
No.
Finish the job! Complete the task!
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Money's debt?
Here's the big secret.
What's that?
The banks don't have that money that they're lending you.
They don't?
The money's only created when they make a loan. If everybody all of a sudden paid off all their notes,
yeah,
everything would blow up. Finish the task. Complete the job.
Your timing's off, Larry. By the way,
the gig got canceled, huh?
This weekend locally was scheduled at the Ha Ha Hole. That's been canceled.
Well, because my nephew is stupid.
Yeah, how stupid is he?
He is so stupid that he's downright dumb. Dumb.
Finish the job.
Complete the task. Finish the job. Woody-hoo.
Show, by the way, canceled at the Ha Ha Hole.
Yeah, that's
locally.
The main reason I was calling.
What was that?
I'll tell you, the show was canceled.
Well, did you?
I just got to thinking.
Yeah, is it going to be rescheduled?
Nope. I was just thinking after I watched this cartoon.
Yeah.
That my stupid nephew sent me.
Yeah.
I tell you, my nephew is really stupid.
How stupid is he?
I mean, he's just not smart at all. Finish the job.
Let me ask you this, Larry the meter reader. You got any other work around the country? Got any other club dates?
Well, I'm supposed to hang drywall with my idiot brother-in-law.
Right. How long you been doing comedy?
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Happened around.
Yeah.
Like it happens with many families. Around the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And my family's stupid.
How stupid are they?
They're just not intelligent. And why? It started out around Thanksgiving time.
That's right.
And I said, man, these mashed potatoes need some gravy. You need to complete the task. You need to finish that job. And boy, all these stupid people around that table, they was laughing their rear ends off.
Right, they thought you were the funniest thing.
They said, Larry, you need to take this act on the road.
Right. How's that working out for you? Other than
let's put it this way.
Your stupid family.
They are stupid. You want to know how stupid they are?
How stupid are they?
I don't even think they could read a book.
Hey, you still got that gig at the Sir Laughs-A-Lot in Valdosta, Georgia?
No. Only one that I think is still going home. Is at Guffaw's in Palatka.
Okay. It's a good one.
But there's been a lot of trouble.
Yeah, has there?
Because they got me confused with some other feller.
Yeah, I could tell you.
Evidently has a similar act.
Yeah, and a lot funnier.
Complete the job! Finish the task!
Again, passing along to our listeners.
If the task at hand is not completed, you must do so in the time allotted.
The gig this weekend at the at the Ha Ha Hole with Larry the Meter Reader has been canceled, along with everything else on his schedule.
Because I wear my uniform.
You do.
Cut the sleeves off?
As a meter reader.
Right.
I have like a plastic hard hat.
Oh, right.
Okay.
and a tool belt.
Yeah, and the sleeves cut off the shirt.
Yeah.
You know, you're ripping somebody else off. You realize that.
I'm hearing that, but I don't get it.
And I'm,
you know why?
Why is that?
Because my whole family's stupid.
How stupid are they?
Well, I'm part of them.
Bye, Larry.
Make it happen. Finish the task.
Oh. Hello, this is Derek Smalls. You're listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock. Turn it up!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Just like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees, Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Rock. What is that? What is that?
Stan?
Hi, everybody.
This might be an issue.
What?
My headphones have absolutely zero volume.
Okay. I'm going to work on that right now. Over the weekend...
Because I know I should be hitting stuff, but I can't hear a thing.
Hold on. What about your other plug?
Oh, well, that may be up to...
How's
That? Yeah, that's sky high. Okay. That can't be used
right,
either.
Now, let me try this. People tamper with things. How's that?
Okay, that's it.
Test.
That's
test,
the correct one.
Sibilance. Sibilance.
Syphilis. Sibilance. Simpy what?
How's that?
That's better.
Okay, perfect. Hey, everyone. There's no need for anybody to touch anything down there. There's no need.
That's what I said.
There's absolutely no need for it. Stan and Haney show for a Monday.
It's about blood flow, Stan.
Yeah, well, that's what doctors say. I got to ask you a question. Just out of plain curiosity.
Well, you know I've got the answer. It may not be the right answer, but I've got an answer.
This is in regards to you.
Oh, how could it be about? There's nothing about me. There is no about me.
So, next week we're on vacation.
Is it next week?
That's next week.
Are you effing kidding me?
It's next week.
Next week?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Next
this
week.
Is our last week?
Yes.
And then I thought it was weeks away.
Then we all go to Vegas.
But that's a coping mechanism for me.
I know. I got to ask you something. So, next week, Rob will be here. He's got best of shows, but I always give him a little head start. I'll do the first best of show. So, I'm putting together the best of show, and I came across a show that you will be hearing next week. I just have a question that I want to ask you. Do you still have your frog gigging hat?
Somewhere. You know what? It might have been stolen. That was a good hat.
Oh, it was not. Look.
Look. You know, Rob's looking at me like I'm weird or something.
Yes, and I can understand
we
that.
We were doing mornings at the time. And, you know, just like now, we weren't allowed to smoke in the building. And, you know, when you're doing mornings, the sun ain't up yet. And so what I had was for when I went outside to smoke and was trying to read materials, I had a frog gigging hat that had the LED lights built into it so I could read. What?
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true? I was there too. Why do you count more than me?
I just heard it. You. Look. You came in.
What about my frog gigging hat?
Do you still have it?
It might have been stolen. One of the two.
You paid. I know all about this now. You can hear it next week. Week from today.
I won't.
No, I won't. I'm listening to that. That's why I'm telling you. You got your frog gigging hat? You came into the studio with your frog gigging hat. What it was is you got it out of the back of some military magazine or something.
No, I didn't. It was at the hardware store.
Oh, that's right. You do remember. You paid $20 for it, and it's for outside use. But you came in on a...
Yeah, it's got LEDs built into it.
You came... You came in to the radio show with the gigging lights on.
So maybe I forgot to turn them
off. No, you did not! You sat right where you're sitting now. This was a good 12, 13 years ago. Right where you are right now. And you refused to turn the gig lights off.
I don't know, man. You're going through some sort of period where I was a jerk.
You were shining them right into my eyes so that I couldn't see your face. And that was fine with you.
You know what? You have got 30 years of material, and you have focused in, evidently, on a horrible time of my life.
You had these frog gigging lights on. They're like, I don't know how many looms they are or whatever they call it for brightness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be able to see when you're digging frogs.
Not indoors! And they were on either side of the bill, and they were like headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the studio talking to me like you are now. They were so bright, I couldn't see your face, and they were blinding me. And then we had started having everybody under the sun call up how good this.
Oh, yeah.
For outside.
Oh, they're awesome.
And you kept them on. And then as soon as I wanted to do something, or if I piped up, you'd throw them on me. And I couldn't. They were blinding me.
I don't remember that, but I can see if I saw an exposed nerve, I might take advantage. You know why I had that frog gig and hat?
I don't know why you had the frog gig and hat. I don't know why. And I begged you through the whole show, get rid of it. Frog-gigging hat. Haney's in the studio at 96K Rock with a frog-gigging hat on.
For the vast majority of my life, I have lived with a woman of some sort.
Yep.
You know, different flavors, different seasons. But at that particular...
Different crazies.
Yep. Different levels, different types. Yep. It's what we've taught you over the years. Yep. This is not news to you. But if you recall, we went from doing afternoons and everything's fine to, boom, you're doing mornings.
Yeah.
Now,
This is about 8 months in.
Yeah, I had to adjust to that lifestyle. The woman I was living with still liked to stay up late.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all did.
And if I were to flip on a light, they'd wake up and be pissed, which is the last thing I need at, 5:58 in the morning on my way to work. And so I would just keep the frog-gigging hat by the side of the bed, slap that effer on, and go about my business and use the frog-gigging hat for lights.
It illuminated the whole room!
But
they
it's
were
directional.
Like two spotlights but on your head.
But it's directional, remember?
Right.
Because it went right in your eye.
Yep, and blinded me. They were so bright.
I don't know. I think
I couldn't even see your face.
I think I'm concussed. I think I need to retire. The grind is too much, Stan.
Yeah, I know.
Mentally, physically.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I don't disagree with you.
I've gotten caught in a trap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And over the past couple of years, it's just been one thing after another.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. By the way, I just wanted to let you know before we take the break, Dave did not quit his podcast show. He was on as scheduled last night.
Oh, I thought he quit. He quit on this show.
He quit on this show, his podcast. So I said to my girlfriend, I said, wait a second.
Because I even said to him at the time, I said, are you being hasty about this?
No,
nope,
I quit.
Nope, I quit, dude.
So I said to my girlfriend, I said, wait a second. It's 8:30. That's when they do their little podcast. Let's see if Dave's there. And, of course, when it's on Facebook.
I quit.
you can see all the comments coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had five people watching.
Do they get the same comments we do about him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they were calling him a liar.
All right.
That's the comments were going around. So I texted him. I just said.
Well, he won't answer you.
He didn't answer me. So I had my girlfriend start on the streaming calling him a liar. It's ridiculous.
God awful.
I'm just shocked by the logistics of that. Because I could see him having a reason not to show up somewhere and taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
But to show up when he's lied about quitting, that's not Dave.
No.
I quit.
That ain't him.
I can't figure this one out.
Yeah, that's baffling, ain't it?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, in about 1 hour, a very special edition of Stan's What's That Sound? What's That Sound?
Oh, it's back.
It's back.
Better than ever.
Special edition. Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Did you see that angry little ankle biter bagel guy got popped again?
Yeah.
Boy, I love him.
He is a big hit on Stern's satellite show. Big hit.
Oh, Stern's got him on there?
Yeah, he wants him to fight somebody. And
didn't take long, did it?
Of course not. Well, he's right. He's like a little elfin guy who constantly gets into trouble.
And well, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yes.
Which is always funny.
And they brought him into the studio, and he started challenging everybody there to a fight.
Why? Why would he do that?
Well, he's got a promoter.
And well, I saw that.
Yes. And the promoter has set the date. And then it was supposed to be one of Stern's employees.
Like
that was
a whack pack deal?
Yeah. It was going to fight him. And then he backed out of it. And then they were going to get somebody else to fight him.
Oh, I guess he's being taken for a psych exam.
Well, he should.
Why are you so angry, little fella?
Yeah. I'll kick your ass. Yeah, he's got the little Napoleon. But he's eating it up, too. He likes the attention. He gets caught on the street with people in their cell phones and stuff, catching them fighting with people out in the street. Then it goes viral. It starts catching on, and then it goes to his head.
You know, I wonder what
it's attention.
I wonder what the straw was, Stan, because he's 45.
Yeah.
And he's made it this far.
Yeah.
And it seems like something happened to him in that bagel joint.
Yeah.
It was like it all caught up with him.
Well, at some point you snap.
Now, do you ever unsnap, or is he permanently snapped?
Oh, he's permanently damaged. The thing is he will be humbled when his 15 minutes of fame are over with. But right now, he's taking it for all it's worth. It would add to getting arrested, you know, getting put in, because he's got a promoter now, and he's going to be doing boxing matches. Idiot. But yeah, it all started real because he's a hothead.
Unprovoked anger is just comedy gold.
It sure is. And people in our business recognize that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you see a guy like that.
Yeah.
And you brush up against him, and he's ready to square off.
Yep.
You can't help but laugh.
Nope. See, that happens to you a lot when they say, hey, Nate, love the show. When we're in a crowd of people, you don't hear well, and you think they started something up with you.
Well, I'm always ready to throw down.
Let's do the grab bag.
What are you talking about?
Every time. Because you're hearing, and I completely understand it, you're this side of death.
What?
People, you know, tough guy comes by with his torn shirt and tattoos and great show, Haney.
Oh yeah?
What did you son of a bitch? No, Haney. He complimented
you. Oh, okay. Never mind that. Hey, bro.
Thanks, buddy. You heard this story. First time and look at the circumstances. NASA has a long history. John Glenn, Alan Shepard, Neil Armstrong, heroes. Leave it to a lesbian.
Story Musgrave.
Leave it to a lesbian astronaut.
Oh, my God.
To be the first astronaut
Pathetic.
To allegedly commit the first crime in space. A NASA lesbian astronaut.
And not even a good crime.
Now, is accused of illegally accessing her estranged wife's bank account while she was on the International Space Station during a recent mission. She denies it. The ex-wife to the female astronaut says she's got the proof.
USA Financial did give evidence to my attorneys that she did access my bank account. I was shocked and appalled at kind of the audacity of her to think that she could get away with that. And I was also very disheartened that I couldn't keep anything private.
No.
See, this is one of the many problems with same-sex couples, especially females. These two loveboids,
Scissor Sisters,
got together when one of them had just given birth.
Yeah.
So they decide that, the future is full of sugar plum fairies and candy canes and Ferris wheels. And both women become very attached to the child. And then, I guess one of them found someone they'd rather scissor with while the other was up in space and couldn't do anything about it.
Said, I can do something about it.
And so the non-biological mother is attached to this child, but she's really got no right to it.
Right.
None.
That's all sick.
And so in her head, she goes, well, I love the kid more. The kid should be with me. But that's not your kid.
That's not your call to me. She's Wally Schirra's spinning in his grave. We know.
You know how many great Americans are spinning in their grave on general purposes right about now?
Yeah. We know about down here the brown recluse spider. It, bad spider. Bad. Woman in Kansas said
You never catch the spiders.
No.
When they bite you, it's always news to you afterwards.
Except for this lady. She was living her everyday life and felt that she maybe had some water in her ear. She had that swooshing sound in her ear. Wouldn't go away, so she went to the doctor.
Woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear. Ran out and said, I'm going to go get a couple more people. And she said, I think you have an insect in there. No, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They worked their magic and got it out. Never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs. I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Oh, that's so bad.
Amazingly, the spider didn't bite her. They removed the...
What did it feel like? Because you had a malady where you were producing a lot of earwax and it attracted ants from outside. What did it...
How you twisted story!
I thought you had a bunch of ants that were crawling into your ear.
I had an ear infection that...
How can you accuse me of twisting
earwax.
Things?
It was not earwax.
You had some sort of malady where you were producing something that attracted ants to crawl in your ear.
Yes.
Is that true or false?
Kind of true. I had an ear infection, and because it stemming from a sinus infection, the ear was weepy.
So it was producing a substance
and
that attracted
the
ants.
The head of my bed was against the window. I woke up to see a trail of ants going over the pillow to the windowsill and out
that's
the
odd.
Window.
It's odd. What's a trail of ants doing on my pillow?
Yeah. And it was leading right to my ear because it was, I guess, food for them.
What did it sound like when they were in your ear?
No sound. I didn't have any sound.
You couldn't feel anything?
No. Couldn't feel anything.
So if you hadn't seen it, it would have never happened.
Yeah, I get up and I go, what the? And I'm wiping at my ear and there's ants coming off my ear.
Well, there she is. There's our lesbo astronaut.
Yeah.
Highly irrational.
The Scottish accent confuses the F out of Alexa.
Alexa, could you turn John Lennon on, please? You can... That's BG John. I don't like them. John Lennon, please.
Play the pitches.
Oh, this is too funny.
Get John Lennon on.
He wants to hear John Lennon.
Get John Lennon on.
You shouldn't listen to you, Billy.
Get John Lennon on.
No, you'll have the Bee Gees.
Yeah, and,
and you'll like it.
Yeah. Look at this. Dateline, Oregon. A woman... fell into her septic tank last week and stayed there for several days.
When daughter nice didn't vacation. Hear from her, got concerned and went up to check on her. Found her inside of the septic tank. It looks like there was work being done on the septic tank. There was a tractor in the area and a hole had been dug exposing the tank. And then she had fallen through about a 2-foot by 2-foot hole in kind of the rusted metal top of the tank. She was kind of somewhat laying down with her face above the water level. Once we got her out, she was pretty weak, so we just got her straight onto the cot and laid her down.
She was lying there in raw sewage. Hear about this L.A. cop?
Which one?
Police in Los Angeles launched a manhunt last Wednesday after a cop named Angel Reynosa.
Is that the one that that shot Tupac?
No. No, not him. Radioed in and said he was taking fire from a sniper. It turned out he faked the whole thing. He even poked holes into his shirt to make it look like he had been shot. But he wasn't even wounded. So it didn't really make sense. Now they're looking into this false claim by the cop.
Take a shot from the north of the Lancaster helipad. From the apartment windows, there's multiple windows open. I didn't know where the shot came from.
During the subsequent interview, Angel Reynosa admitted that he was not shot at from the apartment complex area, as he previously claimed. He also told investigators that he had caused the holes in his uniform shirt by cutting it with a knife. There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder. Completely fabricated.
Why?
I don't know. They're even saying in the story, it really doesn't make sense.
See, it's things like that that bother me. You know, crimes where you can see somebody get some sort of benefit out of it. But the ones where there's no winner there.
I don't know. If you want to look for attention, be a hero, I don't know. I don't know. I'm terribly sad about this. Our buddy Eddie Money.
Yeah, I heard about that over the weekend. We have had so much fun with him over the years.
Yep.
He is a genuinely good guy.
A lot of years with Eddie, and he never forgot us, no matter what we were doing. Always asked us about our kids, how's the family doing. Came in, he would just hang out with us numerous times, too many to count.
And a guy that can take a joke.
Yeah, well, here he was talking. He broke this on his reality show. It's not good.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer. When he found out that I had cancer, and it was like stage 4, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes and a little bit in my stomach, I mean, it was it hit me really, really hard. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's in God's hands. But you know what? I'll take every day I can get. Every day above ground is a good day.
He, believe it or not, now this is not a friendly form of cancer. It's a tumor
form?
Just above his stomach. Is the tumor, and it had spread. It got into the lymph nodes, got into the liver. It's stage 4. He is continuing to do his reality show. He is continuing to do concert dates for as long as he possibly can. He's got things scheduled to do, and he's still doing them. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. He's truly a good guy. We've had a lot, like you said, a lot of fun with him over the years. He came in one time. This is a great one. He came into the studio one time. Said, well, Eddie Money's coming into the studio. He wants to hang out with you guys. And he brought new music that he had done for us. And so we thought, well, what can we do with Eddie Money? And so Eddie was sitting here with us, and we said, would you like to do a meet and greet? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what do you mean by a meet and greet? I said, sit on a stool. We'll tell people to line up outside the radio station, and we'll take them in.
Dreams come true.
Two
you
at a
can
time.
Meet Eddie Money.
Yup. That's what dreams come true. You two can meet Eddie Money. And for the whole show, two at a time, the poor receptionist at the time
had they to didn't escort, like us that day.
Escort two people back at a time to get a picture and an autograph with Eddie Money while he was on the air. And it went all show long. And he shook everybody's hand, took a picture with them.
Mugged for the camera, the whole deal.
Did the whole thing. Yeah, he was that kind of guy. He's a good guy. Did our, this is how far back we go. He did our 5th birthday show bash in 1991. He came, and yeah, that was the start of a great relationship with
and
him.
And this is a guy, when you look at a lot of musicians and rock stars, what have you, and you go, oh, man, why did a jerk like that have to win the lottery? And then you look at Eddie Money, who really is, he's just your average guy.
Yep.
And happened to hit it big with his music.
Yep.
Has not changed one bit.
No. We had him in the studio one time, and he was hanging out on the show with us on the same day that we had a Playboy Playmate scheduled to be in the studio with us. And we were like, yeah, hang out. She's coming in right now. Lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't. My wife is in the car. She'll murder me if I'm and the wife that he's with now, it was that woman.
And he got so serious. Guys, I'm serious. She'll freaking kill me.
Yep. So the Playmate came into the studio.
He left.
And he was out pacing in the hall for a couple of minutes, then ran out to the car, sat in the car, and then when the Playmate left.
I'm in the car with you. I'm not in there with her.
Yeah, and then when she left, he came back in and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We must have asked him three or four times, why don't you bring your wife in? Oh, no!
And now he's got her on a reality show.
Yeah. Got a few more items left on the
why is it any time Eddie Money showed up, it was a Playmate or strippers or something were here?
Something was always going on. And then there's others we can't talk about.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. I got a couple of more things left on the grab bag. We'll also take your phone calls. What's that sound coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour and the Wayback Machine later on today? Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Phone lines open, 277-9600. Got a few more things on the grab bag as well. What's that sound? Chance for you to win in about 30 minutes. Our buddy Alex Jones has been on hold. He has an Eddie Money story.
Alex Jones does.
Yeah, he does. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in for question of the week, but I was a little busy at the time. Back when I was a wee lad, I loved professional wrestling. And WCW used to do this. They used to do this thing called like Tuesday Night in Texas. I can't remember if that so I would, and there were disc jockeys in the morning that I would call at our local radio station in Youngstown, and I would call in and try and give them the wrestling results of who won the matches that night and whatever. And I called in, I go, hey, do you want to hear the results from Tuesday Night in Texas? And this gentleman on the other end goes, did I do an album called Tuesday in Texas? And I go, and I'm like, what? We're all confused. And they go, you're on the air with Eddie Money.
Yeah, you're shaking with the money man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're shaking with the money man. I'm like, oh, my God. I am on the radio with Eddie Money. And he goes, it's all good, man. Just I'll send you an autographed tape. I can't remember what the name of the record was when he did that. I have one other real quick one.
Yeah.
I was on Talk Soup's voicemail once. And with the original John Henson with Skunk Boy.
Yeah.
God, and, Talk Soup. I haven't thought about that in years.
And it was so cool because I had kind of memorized his mannerisms and cadence and tried to match it with the voicemail. So I played like this, Dave type stoner calling up like, hey man, I just wondered if I could borrow like $30, and I kind of dropped my voice. He goes, why? Cause you need another eighth. And so we were, yeah, that was my other brush with fame. I didn't want to take up too much time.
That's all right, buddy. That's all right. Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
Yeah, you never, once you've been shaken with the money, man, you never forget
That's
it.
That's right. Hey, gang.
Stan.
What?
I know you are a music lover.
I love the music.
And I'm ready to test you.
Oh, don't test me. My brain doesn't work that way.
It's very subtle.
Okay.
I want to see if you enjoy this.
All right, go ahead. What's this now? Is this something different?
Yeah. Well, just giving you a little sample. Okay. There's a particular one I wanted, and I can't remember what the title of it was.
Is this it? No. What are you looking for? What am I supposed to be being quizzed on?
You like it?
I don't mind it. It's a little jazzy.
It might be this one.
Was it like Michael Franks?
No. It might have been the first one I played.
Oh, jeez.
But,
what am I supposed to be in wisdom?
What I would like to do... This is someone I'd like to have on the show. Does the name Reggie Young mean anything to you?
No, why should it?
Because he's been on virtually every record. He's played on Hank Jr.'s records,
yeah,
doing lead guitar.
Yeah.
He's played for Buffett. He's played for Kenny Rogers. And a lot of it's on the records.
Right.
He's like one of the world's greatest guitar players.
So is he a studio musician that they use when they need somebody? What is
Yeah. And this is something that he just did with his wife. Just said, "Yeah, I'm going to record something under my own name." And his whole career has been in country.
Yeah,
but he can play anything.
Well, that's a good studio musician, can play anything. What are you're looking? What has he played on?
Well. He died January 17th of 2019.
Oh, damn it. He died this year?
Yeah, of heart failure at his home in Leapers Fork, Tennessee.
Thank you for the update, Rob.
Well, day late and a dollar short again.
But we can all love his music.
So this ends up being the last thing he did.
Yeah. Was it a long illness?
It just said heart failure.
We usually have to do this during the Wayback Machine when we find out that our singers have died and we grieve.
Oh, man.
Sounds very nice, though.
Truly one of the greatest musicians ever.
Yeah, it seems it sounds nice.
And you could throw him into any session and he'd just go.
That's a pro. You know some of those studio musicians. They could do anything.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of them. I'm kind of a one-trick pony.
Yeah, but a good one. I got a few more grab bag things that you need to be aware of. One that is especially important to you because it's a gal you could have had a chance with.
Oh, Tanya?
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't know this, and it's a great one if Rob wants to, once I play it, to put it up on the Facebook page, because it's pretty cool. But I'll get to that in a second. A few other things I want to get to. Did you hear about Tom Green and his battle with Jimmy Kimmel?
No. I don't pay attention to Jimmy Kimmel. He's sold out.
Yeah, he did. And it's more proof that he's sold out. Tom Green, and I got the clip, Tom Green took to Instagram and let a rant go about Jimmy Kimmel using one of his bits and not giving him credit for it. Apparently, Jimmy, and if you follow Jimmy Kimmel's show, I haven't watched it in years, Kimmel painted his aunt's house orange and green as a prank. And Tom Green did that gag all the way back in 1994 and says, "Hey, guess what, Jimmy Kimmel? If you're going to steal my stuff, at least give me credit for it." Here's Tom Green.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up, man? Where you painted your aunt's house orange and green? Wonder where you got that idea. Come on, people. Does everybody have to just keep ripping off every single one of my bits? I love you, Jimmy, but, you know, you should at least throw me a little credit for that, man. I mean, the same setup, everything. You know, for whatever reason, every single TV show can go out and rip off every single one of my bits that I've ever done and claim it as their own. You know what? That's funny when you think of it in 1994 and no one's ever done it before. Thank you very much. But I want a writer's credit, Jimmy. Love you, man. I think you're amazing.
Yeah.
Hmm. You're just right there in the pocket.
Yeah. Your gal, Miss Tanya Tucker. For those of you that don't know much about Tanya Tucker, and I'm just going to give a condensed version of this, country superstar.
Well, but before, you know, your Miley's.
Oh, yeah. She was like 14, 15 when she had her first hit.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little child darling star in the country world, and then she started to mature. And then she got real sexy. She used to like to, you know, dress provocatively, and the guys loved her. Then she had an affair, a brutal, nasty, volatile affair with Glenn Campbell. And then she came out of that, and if you look at her today, you say she was pretty once. And she's,
well, she was.
And, yep, and she's got a very hoarse voice now, and raspy, I guess, would be a good way to describe it. There's how she looks today. But at one point in time...
Why does she have pink hair?
Because it makes her look special.
Okay.
I have a clip, and I guess it came from Rolling Stone magazine, where they remind us about her. In 1980, she was at the top of her game. Started out as the little girl in the 70s. By 1980, the top of her game. And she did a promo for the 1980 Pontiac Trans Am.
Nice.
And she created her own little song for it, for the promo. Dressed.
Yeah, I think it was 84 when I dealt with her.
Dressed in a skin-tight red spandex pants, acting all sexy when the 1980 Pontiac Trans Am drives right onto the set. And Tanya Tucker had her lovely best, did this song about the Trans Am.
I've joined a brand new crazy club. Taking over in a blaze.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge to Birmingham. Riding in my new Trans Am. I know how good it feels to groove when my
fire she's a hot number.
Is on the move. Try a Firebird by all means. King of the road.
And if you look at the clip, she's doing it with our friend, the late Bill Daly, Major Healy from I Dream a Genie.
Damn, she's smoking.
Yeah, she was smoking back in those days. And, you know, they didn't call her the Trans Am, they called her the bus.
What? Everybody, I never called her that.
Everybody rides. She and Glenn Campbell... It was they would be in the tabloids every week.
National Enquirer loved that relationship. You know,
things being thrown, police involved.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And everybody around them more than willing to talk.
Absolutely.
For $50.
Oh, the two of them would start tipping back a few and snorting up a few things, and all hell broke loose.
Yep. Well, they'd just start ingesting things and... Let the magic happen.
Let me play this clip. News broke yesterday that Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was retiring, leaving the game at the age of what, 29?
Yeah. He was drafted the same year as Tannehill.
Well, he's retiring, gave an emotional speech earlier. Let's hear the speech, and then am I the only one that's thinking this? But here's Andrew Luck announcing his retirement from the Indianapolis Colts.
I am going to retire. It's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing, and I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again.
Now, the Irsay family are going to pay him what he's owed.
Well, he's keeping his bonuses.
Yes. Is there anything to it? And I thought this as soon as I heard it. XFL. His daddy is like the general manager of the league. Big signing, big player, decides he wants to come out of retirement and play in the XFL.
Well,
is it my imagination?
It is your imagination.
You don't think he's going to do that?
No, and I've heard people say that, but the Colts would have a lot to say about
it. Oh, I'm sure. You know what? But that winds up in the courtroom. He announces his retirement. He's out of football, and then come next season, essentially, the NFL season's over with. February 2020, he signs with the team.
I'm sure that he loves his daddy. But whatever the XFL could come up with, it is not the same league as what the Colts can pay him. And if he wants to play football, I don't think he would do that.
See, I'm old enough to remember that same conversation. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. And I know the guy lives in town now and he's an old man now. But I'm old enough to remember when the National Hockey League had to deal with Bobby Hull saying to the Chicago Blackhawks, I'm retiring. And then he goes to the World Hockey Association where everybody said, not the same league, not the same money. The owners of the Blackhawks said, don't worry about it. He wouldn't dare do that.
I don't know that he has sons that he wants to get a career for at this point.
Now, that was Gordie Howe.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Hull went and signed because he didn't think that he was being treated correctly in Chicago. And it went to the courts. The first half of the season, he couldn't play.
But you've heard none of that from Luck.
No, you haven't.
I mean, he laid out his reasoning pretty well.
Yeah, and it makes sense. But he came back last year. I don't know.
And
just a thought that I had, could be completely wrong. XFL daddy.
The bit that I'm hearing and where he's being vilified is the timing of this and my understanding, and this is not for sure, but it makes sense, is that the Colts have known since March.
Yes.
This is where he wanted to do it.
And yet the fans still boom.
And the Colts said, you know what? It's March. You don't have to make a decision now. Let's see how you do during training camp and all that. Yep. And he's like, okay. Just, I feel the same way I did in March.
We're going to take a break. Sound coming up next. Here's what we got for you. Pewter mug, firehouse subs. We have tickets to the Southwest Florida Gun Show. And if you want tickets to the gun show, you get qualified for the Louder Than Life flyaway that we're going to be doing. Plus, we have Busch Gardens Beer Fest. All you got to do is identify the sound. What's that sound?
You know what? You should have this in your car.
Well, it's nice traveling music.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, our away from the Wayback Machine. We'll take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this week in a particular year. Stan's What's That Sound coming up here in seconds, but our production guy, Rick Peterson, was talking about Eddie Money and said, did you see him in that that Netflix, The Kaminsky Method?
Never heard of it.
And I said, I never heard of it. What's the Kaminsky Method? And he said, it's a Netflix series. It's got Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin in it. And he said, Eddie Money did a cameo in the series. I said, really? And he said, yeah, let me get the clip for you. He says, I'll even set it up for you. And so he says, this is from the from about a year ago, The Kaminsky Method. Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin are characters, and they're in a Las Vegas lounge. In the background, a tribute band is on stage. The marquee reads, Freddie Money and the Spare Change.
Yeah.
And they're singing Two Tickets to Paradise. A couple of scenes later, Michael Douglas returns to the lounge to find Alan Arkin sitting at the bar with the tribute band's lead singer. Let's take it from there.
Norman!
What?
Jesus, I was worried.
Nothing to worry about. I just couldn't sleep. Say hello to Eddie Money.
How you doing? Hey, you're the real guy.
Shh, keep it down, will you, please?
I don't understand. Why are you working as a tribute band?
Eddie Money has tax problems. Freddie Money is free and clear.
Okay.
That is too close to real life.
Yep.
That is way too close to real life.
From the Kaminsky Method on Netflix. Okay.
You pay attention to some of the things Eddie Money says under his breath. That ain't far off.
Ain't far off at all. He probably came up with the idea. All right. Those of you that remember this little game, we used to do it all the time. Now it's a special feature on the Stan and Haney Show. We've got some sound effects for you. They're animal sound effects. Animals make a lot of funny noises.
And they say the darndest things.
They sure do. Hey, kitten. Hey, kitten.
What you doing?
What are you doing? What you doing there?
Wanna play?
I'm going to play you a sound effect. Your job is to guess the sound.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound? Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. First person to correctly identify the animal will get themselves a prize. We've got $50 to the pewter mug. We have $20 to Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. You want to go to the gun show? It's going to be happening October 5th and 6th at the Lee Civic Center. You go to the gun show, you're automatically qualified for the Louder Than Life flyaway, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. You're going to go to Kentucky to see Guns N' Roses, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Slipknot, Stain, Godsmack, and more. But you got to go to the gun show and get qualified. And we also have Busch Gardens Beer Fest tickets. Your job to identify the sound. It's an animal. I'll release the phones after we play the first sound. What's that sound? Animal sound. Name it. Okay, thank you. What?
I'm rusty.
Okay, I know you are.
You say, what's that sound?
Here it is. Oop, wrong button. Oh, hold it. Keep playing it. Why am I not hearing it?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is. Here's the sound.
You say, what's that sound?
Here it is. What's that sound? What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Sound.
phone lines are released. What the hell is that sound?
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. I can work with this sound.
I can work with it, too, if I can learn how to use this new machine. There it is. What's that sound?
I got a hit on my hands there.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Brandon.
Brandon, what's that sound?
I'm going to go and guess with a, is it a hippopotamus by chance?
No, it's not a hippopotamus. What's that sound?
Boom, ba-da-boom.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom.
What's that sound?
That sound, it's a lion.
No, it's not a lion.
No, you're lying.
Yeah.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ken.
Ken, what's that sound?
Sounds like a lion.
Nope, it is not.
Nope, you're lying.
Ahoy, who's this?
Lobes.
Hey, Lobes, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. What's happening? Congratulations.
Thank you. You remember Lobes? He's been one of our longest listeners of all time.
No.
He's got earlobes the size of silver dollars.
No.
And we called him Lobes.
I don't recall.
You do.
My lucky charm.
What's the sound?
Is that the watermen barfing after the wedding's all said and done for?
No, it's not. No.
He doesn't barf. He gets what Haitian staff refer to as toilet sick.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I'll
give you one more chance at it. What's that sound? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Chuck.
Chuck, what is it?
Yeah, he gets it, man. Hit it again, man. Let's rock. That's the end there.
I'll tell you what that is. That is a male giant tortoise mating.
Oh, no wonder he sounds so happy, like singing a happy rhythmic song.
Yeah. All right. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wall.
Out of the wall.
Out of the hole in the wall. Guitar. All right. Here you go. Name it. What's this sound? What's that sound?
Whatever it is, you just stepped on it.
Coming out of the hole in the wood. What's that sound? What is that? Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Do you know what that sound is?
Jaguar?
Close, but no cigar. What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood. You say, what's that sound?
Is that your cat?
Hey, close. Gotta know what kind.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Todd.
Todd, what is it?
Is that a cub lion?
It is. It's a baby lion cub. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
Bush Garden.
Done. Hold on.
Gonna be a mighty king.
Yep. All right, let's go. I got another one here. Another good one for you. What's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Blah, 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 blah.
What's that sound?
See, it's stuff like that that got us barred from the zoo.
Yup. Yeah, for no reason.
You say, what's that sound?
coming out of the hole in the wood.
What is that? What's that sound? 277-9600.
Say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound?
What's that sound?
Stupid animal.
277.
Back talking me.
9600. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
Hey, Chad, what's that sound?
Well, to me, it sounds like Nancy Pelosi arguing with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I should give it to you,
uncanny.
But I can't. Yeah, very close. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No, I can't handle that. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alex.
Alex, what is it?
This is dogs kind of thing.
It is a dog. It is absolutely. It's a dog. What would you like?
What is there available?
I have Pewter Mug. I have Firehouse Subs. I have the Florida Gun Show, which gets you qualified for the Louder Than Life flyaway. Or I have Busch Gardens.
And when does the Busch Gardens have to be used by?
I don't know. Now through September the 8th.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll do Pewter Mug.
Okay, there you go. Hold on. Jeez.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, I got another one for you. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is. What is it?
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
Yes, it is. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
That's a lemur imitating another animal.
Wrong again.
You say, what's that sound
coming out of the hole in the wood?
What the hell?
What does it want?
I don't know.
You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
Ahoy, who's this?
Ron.
Ron, what's that sound?
I'm going to say a chicken.
It's not a chicken. It's not a chicken.
Because it sounds just like
it
a chicken.
It sounds just like a chicken, but it's not a chicken.
I told you it was a lemur
imitating a chicken. It is not a lemur. What's that sound?
Dad, it's a hen.
No, no, it's not. It's not a chicken. It's not a hen.
No, it's something trying to trick you.
Yeah. 277-9600. Here it is again. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a chicken or a hen.
I know what the trick is.
What?
It's an animal that thinks it's a chicken.
Maybe. What's that sound
coming out of the hole in the wood?
Ahoy, who is this?
This is Craig.
Craig, what is that sound? What animal's making it?
A parrot.
No. No. I'll tell you. I'm going to even give you a hint on this one because we're running short on time. It is not fowl. There's nothing. It's not a fowl. It's not of the aviary variety. It's not,
oh.
It's not foul.
You haven't heard.
Yeah? What? Ahoy, who's this?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, you know exactly.
I think it's a turkey.
Not a turkey. I told no foul.
It means it ain't a boyd.
Thank you, Haney. It's not anything foul. What the?
I know what it is.
What is it?
That, my friend, is a velociraptor.
No. Nope. Good guess, though. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve.
Steve, what is that?
Is it a pig?
Nope, not a pig. Not fowl. A boyd. Aviary. Not a pig.
Can't fly.
It cannot fly. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Can you guess what sound that is?
A cat.
No cats. Nope. I'll take one more.
Animal that thinks it's a chicken, yeah. But it ain't a boyd.
It ain't a boyd. It ain't a pig either. Ahoy, who's this?
Dawn.
Dawn, do you know what that sound is?
It's a goat.
It is a goat. You are absolutely right. Nice job. What would you like?
Firehouse.
Done. Firehouse subs. Hold on. There. I always like to end on a high note. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Hope you're not going very far.
Hey, Mama. Hey. Oh, you're not going. Farther back. Hey, there we go. Hey, Mama. Where are you going? I never got to this one. I hope you're not going very far. What's that sound? It's a guitar.
Where's that dumb dog?
Who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida? Stan and Haney afternoons on 96 K Rock.
Still want to know why that dog is barking in that little opener. Stan and Haney, Dave, get out of the room. If you're going to be all full of motion and stuff, get out. I don't need to see you doing this. Not today.
Some caffeine,
not today.
Aspirin, and acetaminophen.
Not today.
I'm about to leave here in a second.
Split.
We got
things
to
do. Wait a second. Are you saying to Dave, not today, bro?
Not today.
Oh, not today,
bro. Can't take you, because you're a liar.
Oh, really?
You're a liar. You're a bold-faced liar.
Stan.
Oh, we got it on tape.
Oh, I know you got it on tape. How can you not? I quit.
What are you doing going on a radio station saying you quit?
That's a radio skit, Stan.
Is that what that was? A radio skit?
God awful.
Because you were feeding off the teat last night at 8:30 on that podcast.
Yeah, I had something known as a White Claw. You guys ever had those?
Yeah.
God awful.
Well, I haven't had one, but I understand the ladies like it. It's the official drink of summer.
God awful.
Well, it's just alcoholic water, isn't it?
Yeah, it literally.
We
it's seltzer. It's seltzer water with
alcohol.
Like, with alcohol.
I quit.
I'm like, yeah, you know what?
I quit.
No, I quit.
You sure you want to do that, Dave? You know, you're on the radio station. You say, I quit.
I quit.
So it wasn't good?
What's that?
The White Claw wasn't
you didn't like. No, you didn't like that at all.
No
flavor. No.
No
booze flavor for you.
No,
huh?
No.
I quit.
God awful.
Yep.
Raining crap.
Yep, that's what it's doing, boys. All right,
it's just raining crap.
Woo! Get out of the room, you buffoon! Get! I can't take you. Get lost. Jeez.
You might have been a little too subtle.
I don't care. He's got all herky-jerky, waving and hooting and hollering. I'm trying to do a broadcast, not be distracted by the class clown. The court jester.
Jesus. It's
what?
A week.
Yeah, a week. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
I can't handle this. I can't.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
I may have made a mistake.
You made a horrible mistake. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Cape Coral Bridge. If it's Fort Myers, why is it the Cape Coral Bridge on Cape Coral Bridge Road? I don't know. Fort Myers, crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And in Bonita, we have a crash. The 27,000 block of Morgan Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now to give you the headlines, and I'm going to step aside and cool down.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
Women have ruined the world.
In other news.
You know, first it's, oh, we just want to vote. Oh,
we just want the right to vote.
That's all we want. Oh, we just want to be able to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to have our own jobs.
Yeah.
So that we will automobiles, and now we'll have to pay somebody to raise our kids for us.
What now?
And then they made the big mistake of allowing women into the astronaut corps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And we know how that's turned out.
Yep. First crime in space.
For every Dr. Sally Ride it produces twice as many kooks.
Yep.
You remember the one about the one wearing the diaper from Houston to Canaveral?
Yep.
Well, now a lesbian astronaut is accused of being the first criminal from space.
Yep. Thief.
Doctors find a venomous spider living in a woman's ear. I know a lot of people in Naples are excited because they just got a Popeyes.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. A Popeyes manager wants to get rid of the new chicken sandwich because it's causing nothing but problems.
I hear it's really good.
But it's causing nothing but problems. Two best friends hit the lottery for $2 million.
Yeah, now they're enemies.
And finally, three women stole a baby stroller and left the child behind in the store. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Gotta have some laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
The G7 summit is underway in France.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
G7 fast facts.
Top G7 fast facts.
When it's America's night to cater dinner, everyone gets KFC.
Yeah.
Did you see they're coming out with fake chicken?
Yes, they're trying to create it.
What's wrong with people?
And now you got the Whopper that's not meat?
Yeah. What is wrong with people? You know, that's how they do it. They start out small and go, oh, it's just a not dog.
Yeah.
And now everything's fake.
Yep. Oh, you can't tell the difference whether it's a regular Whopper or the real one. I'll bet you I could.
Yeah, why is it I think I would know?
I would know. I'd do a blind taste test. Regular Whopper, fake Whopper. Which one's which? I win.
Well, you know, how much meat is in an actual fast food burger? How much is there to begin with?
Isn't there two half-ounce burgers in a Whopper? Flame broiled.
No, there's just one.
Is there one?
Yeah, forget about a Big Mac.
Big Mac has two whole beef patties.
But they don't say that anymore, you notice?
They don't. Special sauce.
Lettuce, cheese.
Pickles.
Onions.
On a sesame seed bun.
Top G7 fast facts. The Iranian foreign minister made a surprise visit.
Yeah, he did.
The surprise being he didn't have some friggin' bomb strapped to his chest.
What was that one again? Is that Dave?
Yeah.
Jeez.
All the most powerful leaders in the world for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Every year at the summit, the only thing on Canada's agenda is to get the other countries to recognize the awesomeness of Rush.
Yep.
Laugh it up.
The Canadian Prime Minister's job is to hold the door for everyone else.
Yeah.
The organization is made up of the world's seven largest economies, including France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, the US, and the lizard people.
Dave believes in them.
Vladimir Putin no longer attends because of its strict no shirt, no service policy. It is always held at a Hilton, so world leaders score points towards their next stay. And finally, the very top G7 fast fact.
Yes.
Trump, Boris Johnson, and Angela Merkel are bringing their barbers to exchange tips.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I left the building.
Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Yesterday, or Friday, we were talking about the dog track closing and how they're going to knock it down, remodel it. And I said, there's one north of us. And I couldn't remember where it was or what it was. And our friend Meg sent this. You guys were talking about the dog track north of you. The answer to your question, the dog track is in Sarasota, and it's called the Sarasota Kennel Club. And they got a track there. I went and saw the whole thing once. It looks almost like a smaller track. But it's there. I don't know if they're running the Sarasota Kennel Club dog track.
Well, it's all been outlawed,
yeah,
right?
So I guess they got in, too. Oh, Annie, got a beauty here, real beauty.
Oh, boy.
This is from Chris.
And what did we do to upset Chris?
Well, what a beauty. You never talk politics?
Only during this segment. Oh, yeah. For Christ's sake.
No, never. Every other word out of Haney's mouth is lib this and D that. Trump, 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 Trump. But no, you guys never talk politics. No wonder Trump is your idol. You lie just like him and believe yourselves. You have both gone off the deep end lately. I used to like the show. Not anymore. And your incessant political rants are the reason. Goodbye, climate deniers. Science deniers. Stick your heads back in the sand and keep lying to yourselves. Karma's a bitch. But then again, you can always thump the Bible in people's faces. Love to do that, don't you? Thump, thump, thump. Trump, Trump, Trump. Signed, Chris.
You're right, Chris. We're bad guys.
Yeah.
We're patriotic. God-fearing Americans.
Yep.
How horrible.
Yeah, and we're bad.
Yep. Yep.
We don't talk politics.
Lady. You know, years ago, you know what we would have said to him?
What?
We would have said, hey, Chris, why don't you take that blank out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Then maybe we can understand.
We don't do
you.
That. We don't do that anymore. We used to. No politics here with the Guardian.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, all weekend, all you heard from the fake news was how bad Trump was doing on the trade issue. They had all these experts claiming doom and gloom. So Trump's at the G7 summit, and what happens? He signs a big trade deal with Japan to buy all of our surplus corn. He is on the verge of a deal with India. And best of all, China suddenly says they want to start up negotiations on trade again. So all you naysayers on the fake news, kiss Trump's ass, you morons. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. Wayback Machine is next. We're going to go right to the middle of the pack. We're going to take a look at number 20 and go up five to this very week in a particular year. We'll do that when we come back. We are the Stan and Haney Show. Let's find out where we're going in the Wayback Machine today.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
Remember, you heard it.
I heard it.
I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 20.
Grand Funk Railroad. Little thing called Shining On. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh!
tape while we jam.
Yeah.
You know Casey Kasem hated this one. Next one.
Yep.
Coming in at number 19, Stevie Wonder.
Performed this weekend in Dayton, Ohio. Yep.
You haven't done nothing. Stevie. This is the second to Kenny Loggins with this sappy song. Please come to Boston. Number 18.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. Here with some friends and they've got lots to sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston. She said no.
Can't make
Will
it.
You come home to me.
Can't no. make it up to
no.
And
I'm
she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town.
Ain't
there ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. to Denver with the
snow. Can't make that feeling.
They move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw our love you echoes down the canyon.
And then lie awake at night
till they come back around. Come to Denver, she said no.
Oh, the city of New Orleans
boy,
doesn't go there.
No. Come home to me. And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. Cause I'm the number one fan of man from Tennessee.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Now this street world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever.
That's a good
California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean.
All right, cut your whining. One of my favorite songs of all time. The Guess Who. Clap for the Wolf Band.
How many times?
I can't remember. Love this song.
Clap for the Wolf Band. He gonna rate your record high.
And Haney deserves.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna rate your record high.
Yes, gracious.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gonna dig him till the day you die.
Can you dig it?
So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said hey babe, you gonna coo coo coo. She said I. So I was left out in the cold. I said you're what I've been dreaming of. She said I don't want to know.
Oh, you know she was digging the cat out.
Yeah, baby.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' rate your record high.
Yes, baby, I'm your doctor of love.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the Wolfman's confidence of life.
You got 75 to 80 miles right an hour.
Here on K-Rock. Slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can
stop
right
on
time. That is real.
I said, hey, baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey, babe, do you want a coo-coo-coo? She said, I. Said, I'm about to overload. I said, you're what I've been living for. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you thought she was digging you, but she was.
Clap for the Wolfman.
That's three times.
He gon' rate your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig until the day you die.
It's on the court.
according to how your boogaloo situation stands. You understand?
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' rate your record high.
You ain't gon' get him, cause I got him.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Had him on the show about a week before he died.
You die.
You might want to try, but I gon' keep him.
Clap ain't for the Wolfman. Clap 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 for the Wolfman.
That's a guess, Kim.
Clap for the
Wolfman. Clap for that Wolfman three times. Three times.
You love
clap it, for the Wolfman.
Last song we're going to take a look
clap
at. Billy Crash Craddock. Rub it in.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice. Then kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in. A little bit on my left shoulder. Yeah.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Right, right here. Yeah. Turn your radio on.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Baby, whisper in my ear. Say the things I want to hear. Make me know your love is strong.
And rub it in, rub it in.
That's how you know.
Rub it in, rub it in.
That's how you know.
I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in. Put a little on my nose. Put a little on my toes. Put it on my back in my sack of really act. And a dab on my chin and chin, chin.
My baby. Where he talks about
what a lovely way to
say I yeah. love you. Yeah, sick. We'll be back. Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hello.
Is Anita there?
One moment.
Hello.
Anita?
Yes. Yeah.
And you bought our house there on Persimmon?
Pat?
Yes.
Yes, how are you, Pat?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Am I interrupting anything?
No, it's fine. How you do?
Well, we're out in Arizona right now, and I've been thinking about you.
That's a beautiful country in Arizona. I wish I go there, see Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we're a little bit south of there, I think.
Oh, that's where Senor McCain come from.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question here?
Do you still
have some of Bud's drawings?
Oh, yes, they are lovely. I have the one of the flower.
Would you be interested in selling any of them?
Oh, I don't know if I could. Bud's drawings, they mean so much.
I'm sorry?
Bud's drawings, they mean so much to me.
Oh, I understand. I just was thinking about you and them, and I thought,
yes.
I remembered how lovely they were.
Yes, but and now you want to buy them.
Well, I don't know what you'd want for them, but, you know, but
how much?
If you don't want to part with them, I understand.
How much you want to pay? How much you want to pay?
Well, I don't know how much you want for them. I hate to put a price on it because, you know.
$250,000.
Oh, my goodness. I guess they are valuable.
I mean, I'm sorry, in pesos, I mean, how I do this? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do I look like a bitch?
I'm sorry?
Do I look like a bitch?
No.
Then why you want to treat me like one?
Oh,
You know what these drawings worth. You insult me.
I apologize. I didn't mean to do that.
You hoodwinked me from the house, and now you try to take the painting and the drawing.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you, Anita. I really am.
My blood pressure now. Why you call me? Why you want to hurt me?
Well, I'm not. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You killed me. You know, the Bud's drawings, all I have in the foreclose.
Well, then I know that they're valuable to you, and so...
Just take them.
No.
I won't take money for them. You just take them from me, and then spit on my grave.
No. I'm sorry. I apologize. I will let you go. I won't bother you anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, have a good day.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You still have any of Bud's drawings?
Stan?
But
you know, you are known as Southwest Florida's good luck charm when it comes to hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Good luck charm. This thing. What you know what? Stan luck.
What do we think about Dorian?
Look, I'm not allowed to bring it up in the house.
Because it's on that track.
It's on that. The
one we've seen before.
The prime track.
It's on the Irma track.
Why do you have it overlaid?
No, I just remember it's burned into my brain.
I know. I'd like to see some kind of overlay. As long as I'm the hell out of Dodge.
The cone that they have now.
Yeah, the cone of mystery.
Yeah, and the way that they have this going is it would be hitting somewhere on the Florida Peninsula, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Is that the new cone? Rob, is that the new cone right there that I'm looking at?
Yes, this is from the National Hurricane Center.
What the hell?
Well, they're fairly reputable.
Yeah. I'd like to take a look at the European models.
So, let's see. That would be... They only go as far as 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Which has it buzzing right off the coast.
Right off the coast, and so any flights, hypothetically...
All right, we don't know. It might be downgraded by then.
Why do you do this all the time?
I don't do this. This is just, it follows me around.
You know, I remember Irma. Weren't we supposed to be in Key West when Irma hit?
Yes, we were. We were supposed to be, staying at a luxurious hotel.
Uh-huh. Never got that one back, did we?
Sure didn't.
Why do we make plans this time of year?
Look, well, it could have been now or the week after. It's just, it's fallen in there, and I don't want to even think about it. Maybe it'll dissolve.
Will I get my money back?
I'm wondering the same thing. They'll probably just send you to a different airport.
Like
in the Carolinas. I don't know. I don't like looking at this cone of uncertainty. See, if it takes the northern way, that's great. I'm fine. it takes the southern way, we're effed.
Unless it goes into the Gulf away from us.
Right.
But that's not what it's got it doing.
Well, it's early. It's early. We don't know exactly.
Although with this update,
a little bit more north.
It is tracking a little bit more northerly than Irma and all those other storms.
See, we used to know a lot of weather people that we could get on and do that, but we don't know them anymore.
No, because they've fallen off the radar.
Yep.
And they're in New Orleans playing tubas.
Yep. We'll know more tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day. And
oh, just enough to increase hand-wringing.
Yeah, well, I'm already ringing.
Because we're just ignoring it right now. Is that the official wedding policy, is
right
to ignore
it? Right now is to ignore it. This isn't going to affect us one way or the other. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, pulling the old ostrich strategy out of the playbook, huh?
Put my head right in the sand. It's early.
Why? Why is the Stan Luck so pervasive?
It is. It's so strong. It's so strong.
How long ago did you figure this out that you booked all this stuff?
Oh, 8 months ago.
What are the chances?
The odds.
That your actions of 8 months ago could somehow anger the tropics.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't. That's Derek, the tour guide from Europe. Derek, where are we right now? Are we in the Alps? I don't know. Fort Myers. One thing on the board. Fort Myers crash. Winkler Road and College Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 26.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Remember, for a while, people got very upset with the residents of Estero because anytime anyone wanted to build anything, it had to be Mediterranean.
Yep.
Had to fit in with everything else.
Except us. We were grandfathered in.
Well, yes. And we're like in the heart of Estero and it looks like a prison.
Yeah. It does. It looks like a prison. Mm-hmm. You got beautiful Estero all around. One of the finer developments in Southwest Florida. You hear what I'm saying? Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres. Estero was done up nice. Oh, speaking of Estero, where Broadcast House is, you know our own Wolfman?
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the first people on K-Rock?
Yeah.
He was telling me, I didn't know he was longer with this signal. He started in 1974 with the signal that became K-Rock.
Super Q.
Before Super Q. And the studios were on Main Street in Immokalee. And they moved him over to here when Super Q started. And it wasn't even 96.1 on the dial.
What was it?
95.9. And even when it was Super Q, it was 95.9. And it was, and before it was even, he started here with what became K-Rock. He's still in the building. It's hard to believe. It was in Immokalee, the studios. Is that any of it? What are you looking at? A logo from back then?
No.
No, I don't know.
No.
But yeah, he was telling me about that. That's where he came down to work.
All right.
But meanwhile, back to Estero.
Well, there are other communities that are like that, that are very, very protective.
Yep.
The McDonald's in Sedona, Arizona has a turquoise M logo instead of the standard golden arches.
Really?
Why?
Why?
Because the city thought that the golden arches would clash with the red rocks, so they banned the color yellow.
Fair enough. Hasn't stooped to this level yet. What's that guy want?
Wants to talk about 95.9 WLEQ. Or whatever, what the station used to be before K-Rock.
Oh, yeah, we got some know-it-all here.
I don't care. Whatever.
Yes? We're in the middle of a newscast, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, we're in the middle of a newscast. You know that, don't you?
Well, I do, but I got some important information.
What do you got?
Well, I know back, I've been here since 68, and I remember the first guy's name was Dick, and they called him Swingin' Dick Tyler.
No, wrong.
We know Dick Tyler.
We know Dick Tyler.
Swingin' Dick Tyler. Okay. Yeah,
what? All right, good. Bit whoop-dee-doo, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, you remember Big Bob Baker on Super Q?
Yeah, remember him?
No, I
don't. Then shut up.
You know, Stan, it all started when we gave him the vote.
Yeah. And look what it's become.
Then they convinced women that they should have jobs, too, and then we got to maintain two cars, but yet we're still paying for everything. That's her money.
Yeah, they want to be in the workforce. They want the job. Yeah.
Yep. Then the next thing you know, they're female pilots, and then the next step from that, female astronauts. And it has been an unmitigated disaster ever since.
Yep.
Remember the crazy that put on a diaper and drove from Houston to Canaveral to...
Yep, to go after the girlfriend of her husband's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wore the diaper so she wouldn't have to take restroom breaks and just went in the car.
Yep. Well, we got another NASA beauty for you. Where's the Space Force when you need them?
Yep. Take a listen to this beauty.
We need a couple of MPs from the Space Force to deal with it. There is a NASA astronaut named Anne McClain who was recently up on the International Space Station on a mission. While she was up there on the International Space Station, you know, if I was up there, and I'm out there looking at all God's creations, I'd be focused on that and on my job.
Yep, not this beauty.
No, this beauty was up on the ISS as she was in the middle of a divorce from her estranged wife, Summer.
Jeez.
And Summer says Anne illegally accessed her bank account from the ISS.
Yep.
That would be some sort of identity theft issue, meaning our gal Anne could have committed the first crime in space.
Yep, there's Anne with her short maintenance-free haircut.
Mm-hmm. Anne is denying the claims.
Of course she is.
Now, these two lady love boys got together right around when Summer was giving birth to a child.
Yeah.
A child Anne had nothing to do
with. No, but they were going to raise them as their own.
Uh-huh. So Anne gets attached to the child.
Two mommies.
Uh-huh. Only Anne forgot that Summer's the real mommy with the legal rights and all of that. And Anne would like to take custody of that child from its natural mother.
Its biological mother.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, Anne, who, by the way, doesn't deny doing this, said that she was checking on Summer's bank account to make sure that she was being responsible for the child.
She's doing this in space, going on and doing her banking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on.
Now, if you're wondering...
Gordon Cooper, rolling in his grave. Gus, the whole gang.
Believe it or not, this was thought out ahead of time. And yes, they do have a procedure for crimes in space.
They do?
Now, you might wonder, well, it's the International Space Station. How would they handle crimes in space? Is it like international waters where anything goes? No. A U.S. astronaut would face regular U.S. criminal charges if they bring them.
Good.
But, you know, a lot to be learned from that story if people are willing, but I doubt they are.
Yep.
You know, you're a woman and having a child is important to you. It's best to do it yourself.
Yep.
Not play pretend.
Correct.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
With over 130 years of mining diamonds, De Beers Mining Group is the most respected and well-known name within the diamond industry today. When De Beers decided to release their rarest and most valuable diamonds to the world, they chose only 300 jewelers in the U.S. And the only jeweler they respected and trusted in Southwest Florida to represent these rare diamonds was Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. When America's top bridal designers, Tacori, Verragio, Simon G., and Peter Storm, made the decision to showcase their stunning and award-winning designs in Southwest Florida, there was only one jeweler they sought to collaborate with. Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark Loose Certified Diamonds, along with over 3,000 engagement rings from the top bridal ring designers in the U.S. With this selection and diamond prices at or below the internet, you won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
The Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, two women in Canada named Susan Hook and Martha McCallum have been best friends forever. For over 50 years.
Besties.
After burying both husbands, they decided it would be a good idea to move in together.
Sure.
So they've been roommates for a while. And they just hit the lottery for $2 million. But they're not arguing over the money.
No.
They went in on a ticket together and agreed to split it if they won.
Aww.
So that's what they're doing.
Aww.
And even though they both have plenty of money now.
Yeah, after burying two husbands.
Yep. See, they moved in together after burying two husbands.
Yep.
It cuts down on expenses.
Sure.
So even though they both have plenty of money now, they still want to remain roommates.
Yeah, there they are. What the?
They're just planning to travel a lot more.
Sure. They like cruising.
Boy, that one on the right's been hit hard by the ugly stick.
Yeah, rough.
Wow.
Wouldn't hurt to put some makeup on once in a while either.
Damn. You know, you
give
her a haircut, she looks a bit like Trump.
A little bit. Get a little poof to that hair.
Are you any good with Photoshop, Rob? You do.
I'm terrible, but I can see if Melvin could do it. Marvin.
Yeah, I'm talking about just a quick haircut.
Is he Marvin Photoshop certified?
Pretty sure that's his gig.
Don't count on it. Don't count on it.
I would just like to see a haircut on that woman and a side-by-side with a smiling Donald Trump and see how close it gets.
I bet it's pretty damn close. Pretty close.
The win was especially meaningful for Susan because it happened on the anniversary of her husband's death. She was so happy she danced on his grave. In other news.
Yes.
I know a lot of...
You may be right on, Haney. You may be spot on.
Yeah, that's the Trump winning smile she's got on there. It's bizarre. It's like when I found my doppelganger.
Yep, that was scary.
I know a lot of people in Naples and Golden Gate are awfully excited because they finally got a Popeyes.
This is what you're telling me.
And what a time to open a new Popeyes right in the middle of the greatest thing ever, the biggest invention. I don't know if you've heard what Popeyes did. They've created something called the chicken sandwich.
I've heard about this, and it swept the country.
Evidently, it gets quite a reaction out of people. This chicken sandwich sounds odd on the tongue, doesn't it?
Yep.
What is this chicken sandwich? The manager of a Popeyes in Columbia County, Georgia, says enough is enough. Need to stop the insanity. And this manager wants to halt all sales of this chicken sandwich, whatever that is.
Yeah, crazy idea of a piece of chicken between two slices of bread.
Out there.
Well, that's nutty. It's crazy talk.
The manager says the line of people waiting to get into the store to buy this chicken sandwich has affected municipal traffic and is causing accidents. The manager says they've had to call in law enforcement to help direct traffic from all of the people seeking this thing called a chicken sandwich.
Go figure.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a group of three women and their three children went into a baby store in Middletown, New Jersey last week.
And what could go wrong?
Two of the women distracted the employee at the baby store while the other woman stole a stroller. Then all three women left the store
with a valuable stroller.
Mm-hmm. But they had to return to the store following the successful theft. Why?
Why?
Well, they realized they'd left the kid behind.
Again,
got the stroller.
So self-centered.
They got the stroller. They stole that. But they left the kid in the store. I don't know if they thought it was an even exchange.
Yeah.
23-year-old Marianne Cash and... were arrested for shoplifting and conspiracy. The other woman is still at large.
Oh!
Ran off screaming in the night.
Yep.
Police say the women are both from England, and the stroller that they stole was from a British company, so it would have been much easier and cheaper to simply buy one in England when they were back home, rather than stealing one in America and having to ship it across the ocean.
But then again,
You can't read their minds.
And if you could, you know,
you'd go insane.
Well, you remember that Nazi's face in Indiana Jones when he opened it up? You think you want to know, but you don't.
No, you.
Chicken. And that's the news for today.
XIX.
I am South's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Rob, who's this on hold?
Another radio historian.
Well,
I mean, we've lived it.
I know.
Quite
now. I know. Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cut that lady's hair.
All right. Thanks. We'll get right on it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Got this on the Absolute Law text line. The astronaut. Thief astronaut.
Uh-huh.
Anne Charlotte McLean, born 1979, her call sign is Animal. Dates back to her bruising rugby days. She also uses the call sign in her Twitter handle, Astro Animal. She was a flight engineer for Expedition 5859 to the International Space Station. That lady up there, animal.
And you know what you need with astronauts?
What?
People are going to be in confined spaces working with others with a lot of pressure on them. You need stability.
Yep.
You need an emotionally stable person.
Yeah, a level head.
Not someone whose mind is on something else.
Yep.
Like, who is she scissoring when I'm up here?
Yep. Is it true? Let's take a look at traffic. One thing on the board, it's just traffic control. That's what it says, the call type. Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard, and Metro Parkway.
Whose bean is she flicking while I'm up here?
Yep. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I've been to a dog bakery. I've been to a dog bakery in my life. And this wasn't in, you know, Beverly Hills or like Miami or something. You feel like they would have something like that. And this was in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And if you don't know where Mount Juliet is, it's fine. But I bet you can tell that doesn't sound like a town you would drive through going, I bet they have a pretty good dog bakery here. I went in there, and no one was in there. The lady was looking at me like, are you here to buy this store from me? That was her only hope. I talked to her. She had some time on her hand, excited to talk. And she said her and her husband bought the store for their 27-year-old daughter who graduated from college with a degree. And came out of college and said, I want to own a dog bakery. I want to make cakes for dogs. Which if I asked my 6-year-old what she wants to do when she grows up, I think she'll tell me she wants to make cakes for dogs. And I'm going to tell her that she can do whatever she wants to do, hoping she doesn't turn 27 and go, let's talk about those cakes for those dogs. And maybe they're usually busy. Maybe I was on there on a slow dog birthday day. I don't know. All right. She told me everything was organic, and I was like, that's good. That's what I like to hear. All right. This is for that dog that's outside licking gum off the sidewalk right now. And if anybody deserves organic food in our house, it's not this little girl. I'm not going to waste it on her. It's for that dog that's wandered out in the highway because it doesn't know what cars are.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
All right. Those of you that remember this little game, we used to do it all the time. Now it's a special feature on the Stan and Haney Show. got some sound effects for you. They're animal sound effects. Animals make a lot of funny noises.
And they say the darndest things.
They sure do. Hey, kitten.
What you doing?
What are you doing? What you doing there?
Wanna play?
I'm going to play you a sound effect. Your job is to guess the sound.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out.
Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. First person to correctly identify the animal will get themselves a prize. We've got $50 to the pewter mug. We have $20 to Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. You want to go to the gun show? It's going to be happening October 5th and 6th at the Lee Civic Center. You go to the gun show, you're automatically qualified for the Louder Than Life flyaway, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. You're going to go to Kentucky to see Guns N' Roses, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Slipknot, Stain, Godsmack, and more. But you got to go to the gun show and get qualified. And we also have Busch Gardens Beer Fest tickets. Your job to identify the sound. It's an animal. I'll release the phones after we play the first sound. What's that sound? Animal sound. Name it. Okay, thank you. What?
I'm rusty.
Okay, I know you are. What's that sound? Here it is. Oh, wrong button. Oh, hold it. Keep playing it. Why am I not hearing it?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the
wall. Here it is. Here's the sound.
You say, what's that sound?
Here it is. What's that sound? What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Phone lines are released. What the hell is that sound?
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. I can work with this sound.
I can work with it, too, if I can learn how to use this new machine. There it is. What's that sound? What's that sound?
Ahoy. I got a hit on my hands there.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Brandon.
Brandon, what's that sound?
I'm going to go and guess with a, is it a hippopotamus by chance?
No, it's not a hippopotamus. What's that sound?
Boom, ba-da-boom.
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-da-boom.
What's that sound?
That sound, it's a lion.
No, it's not a lion.
No, you're lying.
Yeah.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ken.
Ken, what's that sound?
Sounds like a lion.
Nope, it is not.
Nope, you're lying.
Ahoy, who's this?
Lobes.
Hey, Lobes, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. What's happening? Congratulations.
Thank you. You remember Lobes? He's been one of our longest listeners of all time.
No.
He's got earlobes the size of silver dollars.
No.
We called him Lobes.
I don't recall.
You do.
My lucky charm.
What's the sound?
Is that the watermen barfing after the wedding's all said and done for?
No, it's not. No.
He doesn't barf. He gets what Haitian staff refer to as toilet sick.
Toilet sick. Yeah, I don't need that. I'll give you one more chance at it. What's that sound? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Chuck.
Chuck, what is it?
Yeah, he gets it, man. Hit it again, man. Let's rock. That's the end there.
I'll tell you what that is. That is a male giant tortoise mating.
Oh, no wonder he sounds so happy, like singing a happy rhythmic song.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.